Former inmate Steve Mathis of Garland told commissioners he was being charged monthly and individual transaction fees for using the debit card the jail gave him when he was released. Inmates now get a card for the amount of cash they surrender upon arrest and cash subsequently put in their commissary account if it's more than $20. The news about the fees did not play well with Commissioner John Wiley Price.
But let me just tell you, it's his money. He said he gave us, he didn't give us no bank card, he gave us money. And he should be able to get his money back. You know, I mean, and I got a real problem if they're being charged a fee.
The card charges a $1.50 monthly maintenance fee, and bank ATM fees apply unless the card is used at a network of credit unions, the closest one on Commerce Street downtown. County Judge Clay Jenkins says if someone could walk across the street or a couple of blocks and cash in the card, that would be okay.
But it is bothersome that people will put together money to help out a loved one who's in jail, and then we'll be making money, or somebody's making money off that 6 months later for the people that are unbanked.
Jail officials promised to take another look, maybe even a credit union ATM in the jail. The debit card program was instituted to eliminate the handling of a lot of cash at the jail, and Dallas County is one of the first large jails to do the debit cards. BJ Austin, KERA News.